turn that off, Jonathan. Thank you.
Turn the slide off there. Thank you. And so Billy Block started a gang with his friends, and they had some pretty rough requirements for membership. Teens, look up here. It's not time to talk. Josh, look up here. Julian, if I have to talk to you, you're going to lose tickets, okay?
I didn't lose it.
Okay. All right, so their requirements for their gang was they had to use bad language. God said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And guess what, Billy and his friends? They just cussed and they used God's name in vain. They were bad. And the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So Billy Block and his gang, they did use bad language. They also stole. They stole things out of their own homes, and then they brought them to their gang place. And then they took things. You would be surprised at the things in the clubhouse. What do you think there was there in their gang place where they would meet? What do you think, Holly?
TV, chairs.
Yeah, the TV, there were chairs, carrots. What's that?
Knives
that they stole. Cigarettes, some playing cards, there were some bad things in their gang place. I'll tell you where they got those things. They stole them from their own parents. They took them from the drugstore. Okay, Josh, come and sit over here, please. You guys are not good together. Okay, or Julian, come over and sit. Nope, you guys are talking. Okay, come on, sit over there. Sit over there. I'm not messing around. Listen up, okay? The story could be about some of you if you don't listen to God, okay? Some of you guys could be headed for a gang, or could be headed for jail, or could be headed for disrespectful things. If you keep doing that, guess what? You're going to end up where Billy Block is, and at the end of the week, you'll find out what happens next. Okay? So, each day, it's called a continuing story. So Billy and his friends, they thought they were cool. They thought they could steal things and they would never get caught. But you know what God's word says? Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 34:23. Be sure your sin will find you out. Well, Billy and his friends, they would go into a store and one of them would distract the cashier and the other one would slip things in their pocket and they'd walk out of the store all calmly. And guess what? They thought they were getting away with it. Okay, so that's what they did in their gang. Then the third rule of their gang was they used bad language, they stole. The third thing they did was they destroyed property. They broke windows sometimes, they wrote graffiti on buildings, they broke streetlights. In fact, each guy had to break out 3 streetlights to get into the gang. This was a pretty rough place. Billy Block lived in Brooklyn, New York. Very rough place to grow up in. Okay? Now, streetlights belong to everybody, don't they? They keep people safe at night. So it was wrong to use rocks to break out the streetlights. It was, somebody could get hurt if they couldn't be seen through by the streetlights being out. Okay, so it was very dangerous. How many of you want to join this gang with Billy Block? Not a good gang to be a part of. No gang is a good gang to be a part of. Gang said, oh yeah, we're all together. We'll watch out for each other. You know what happens when the police show up at a gang?
Everybody
leaves. Everyone leaves. And do they all stay together? Oh, I'll watch out for you. No. I don't care about you. I'm out for myself. Please catch you. Tough, you know. They don't care about each other at all. They say they care about each other, but they don't. They lie. And yeah, they're lying to each other. They lie to the people, because there is no honor among thieves, the Bible says. So here, Billy Block is headed for some real trouble. What do you think of a boy or young man who's rebellious, disobedient, uses foul language? That may sound like some of the boys and teens here today, or girls. Some of you are as guilty as Billy Block. Maybe you don't use the filthy language, or maybe you don't do all the things that Billy does. But even if you do some of those things, God says that you are in rebellion. You talk back to your mother. Your hands have been used to take things, steal. You disobey your parents' rules. Well, guess what? That's part of the way in to where Billy Block is headed. And so Billy is in trouble. One day, Billy was sort of the chief of the gang leader. Others had to do things for him because he was the gang boss. Listen, it looks like Billy's block is headed for some real trouble. A police car drove up in front of Billy Block's house. One day, a policeman wearing his badge and pistol on his hip stepped out of his car and walked up to the house of Billy. How many of you would like to know what happened next?
I'm
going to have to find out tomorrow.
I know what happened.
Billy Block is headed for big trouble. One reason is because he doesn't know about the Bible. The Bible is God's holy word. You know what we're learning about this week? The verses you're learning about Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, Jesus is the only one who can save Billy Block and who can save anyone who is in sin. You know, God, no talking. Shh. Hawkeyes are watching. Why are you guys talking? Okay, put the bucket down. No distractions here. God says that there is no honor among thieves, okay? And God says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That God says that we are headed, if you and I are sinners, God says we're all sinners. We've all broken God's law. God says the wages of sin is death. Where?
In hell.
God says the wages of sin is death, the place called hell. Elizabeth, put that down right now. No distractions. Okay? Hawkeyes are watching you guys. See if you're well behaved. Okay? And so God wants us to do what's right, but we have a choice to make. Are we going to go home and give into the flesh, put our Bible away? Maybe you have a Bible, but you threw it in the closet a long time ago. Maybe you have a Bible, but you don't know where it is. Maybe you have a Bible, but you haven't touched it in a long time. Well, guess what? You are headed right down the road that Billy is headed. We need to open our Bibles each and every day. We need to say, Lord, help me, help me. I don't want to become like some of my friends at school who are getting in trouble with the law already. I don't want to become like some of my friends in school who are having wrong relationships and getting in trouble. Julian, have a seat. I don't want to become like my friends who are not going in a good direction. Well, the only thing that can keep you from that, teenager, young person, is the Word of God, the Bible. Okay? So we need to go in God's direction. Okay? That Jesus loves you very much. God, let's say John 3:16 together. For God so loved the world
that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
That God loves you that much that He sent His only Son to die in your place. I have, Paul, come on up here. I have one son. Only one son. And his name is Paul. And Paul is in, come on everybody. Paul is in, going into eighth grade this year. He's getting taller. He might pass me at some point. Now, do you think I love my son Paul? Or do you think I just, care about him a little bit? No, I care about him a lot. I love him. Okay? And so I'm trying to train him to be a good Christian, to be a servant of God. Okay? All those things. But let's say there was a bunch of people that really needed me to give up my own son. That they were sinners, and they were lost and on their way to hell, and they needed me to give up my only son, Paul, in order that they might be saved. How hard do you think that would be for me? Not to just give him up, but literally that he would have to die in their place. That would be very hard, right? I don't know if I could do that, but God did that. God sent His only Son. You know, Paul and I have a very close relationship. Well, that's what God did. God sent His only Son, Jesus, to be your substitute, to love you, and to die on the cross in your place. Thank you, Paul. You can have a seat. To die in your place so you could go to heaven. Okay, but now as a Christian, you say, oh, I'm already saved, Pastor, as you're preaching to me, but I'm already saved. Well, not only to be saved, but to live for Christ. Jesus did die to be continually cleansed from all our sin. Because you and I have a bad problem. Our problem of sin is that we are, as all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our hearts are dirty, right? What are some of the sins we've done?
Lying.
Yes, I'm sorry?
Stealing.
Stealing.
Lying.
Okay.
Killing.
What's that?
People kill.
Okay, yeah, some people kill.
Lusting.
Wanting something you shouldn't have. Not obeying, yes?
Saying bad words.
Saying bad words. That makes our heart dirty, right? God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God says that our sin will take us away one day to that place called hell. But the good news, as was mentioned, is that Jesus died on the cross. His blood was perfect. You know, he was the only perfect person who ever lived. He was born, he grew up as a little boy, and you know what? He never hit his brother or sister. How many of you never, ever hit your brother or sister? You never did. You never pushed them.
Stop lying.
Okay, we have a bunch of liars here. You can add that to your sins as well, okay? Jesus never did that. He never pushed anybody. If you don't have a brother or sister, you never push somebody on the playground, okay? All right? Okay, see? Well, Jesus' blood is perfect. He's the only one who never sinned. He never pushed his half-brothers and sisters because Mary and Joseph had children. And he never told a bad word. When people would talk dirty around him, you know what Jesus would do?
Walk away.
He would walk away. And he would reprove them. Jesus was perfect in everything he did. That's why Jesus' blood could wash away your sins and my sins. He loved you that much. God the Father loved you that much that he was willingly giving his own son. Now here, I have nothing in the bag here. And so our sin, where's our sin?
Right there.
There it is, okay. We have to mix our sin in my special bag here. But if you ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you from all your sin, say, Lord, you're right, I'm a sinner. I deserve judgment in hell. The Bible says hell is a place of fire and torment. Place where God doesn't want anyone to go, but you and I will go there if we stay dirty hearts. If our hearts stay dirty, and we say, I'm not a bad person, guess what? We still have a dirty heart. I'll do it myself. God, I don't need you. I'll work my way to heaven my own way. I'll go to church. I'll do this. I'll do that. Well, then, guess what? Our heart's still dirty. But if one day, if you say, Lord, you're right, I'm a sinner. For me, it was October 29, 1985. I said, Lord, I'm a wicked, rotten, dirty sinner. I have pushed my brothers, and I've stolen things. I've said bad words, and I've disobeyed my parents. And you're right, Lord, I deserve judgment in hell. But I asked Jesus, who died on the cross for me, to come into my heart and save me. That night, when I prayed by my bed, guess what? Jesus' precious blood wrapped around my dirty, wicked heart, and something very, very extraordinary happened. He washed my heart clean and pure and perfect. My heart was now clean and pure. Why? Not because of my righteousness, but now because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ and his shed blood on the cross. Not only that, but now my home is not hell anymore. Guess what my home is?
Oh, heaven.
Heaven. To walk on the streets of gold for all eternity. You see the pictures around the church are beautiful. They're pictures of heaven. There's beautiful pictures of just some artist representation of what heaven might be like. We're going to be as the angels. We'll be able to fly around. We'll be perfect. We'll have no more pain. So heaven is now my home because I trusted Christ. And then thirdly, I can grow in the Lord Jesus in the Bible. That as we read God's word every day and pray, and look, my sins are gone. Jesus washed my sins away. Because he is the only one who can take care of your sins. I'd like every head bowed, every eye closed. God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Perhaps you're here today, you'd say, Pastor Rice, you know, I know God's right, that I'm a sinner. And I know my sin deserves judgment. I feel it. I feel my conscience is telling me, oh, it's not good to sin. And I know God says the wages of sin is death. But I realize Jesus died on the cross for my sin. He paid the price for me. And I don't want to stay in my sins anymore. I want to believe on Jesus as my Savior. If that's you, just slip up your hand quickly, quietly, right there where you're seated. Say, Pastor Rice, that's me. I want to be saved. I don't want to I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to die in my sins. I want Jesus to save me. If that's you, just slip up your hand quickly, quietly. If you mean business about that, I want you to go right to the back of the room right now. Go right to the back of the room. We have counselors waiting with their Bibles to tell you how you can trust Christ as your Savior. If you raise your hand, go right to the back of the room. Right now, we have adult counselors ready with their Bibles. They can show you how to be saved in a few minutes. In another room where you can do the same thing I did. You can pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I've broken your law, but I believe Jesus died on the cross for me to save me. And if you want to do that, just go right to the back of the room right now. Step out of your seat, go right to the back. That's you. You say, Pastor Rice, that's me. I want to be saved today. Perhaps you're a Christian here today. You say, Pastor Rice, I'm already saved, but I feel guilty. I feel like I've sinned lately, and I want to confess some things to God. If that's you, just go right to the back of the room as well. You say, I want to talk to someone so I can... Just say a simple prayer of confession to God. If you're already saved and you just want to talk to someone and they can show you 1 John 1:9, how you can confess your sins, you go right to the back as well. We have adult counselors there waiting with their Bibles, and they will go to a room and they'll keep the door open, and there's always accountability. There's always two people in there, so it's not just you and them. And they will be happy to show you how you can be saved. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day today. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that Jesus took our place, even though he didn't deserve it. Even though he was perfect and did nothing wrong, he still took our place on that cross where we should have died and still gone to hell. We thank you, O God, for your love for us. We pray you bless this week as we hear the Word of God, as we learn about Billy Block, the Brooklyn Brat, as we learn and grow in the Word of God and the Bible lessons each day. Lord, help us to learn more about you. And I pray you'd help us have fun and to stay safe as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, wait, stay seated.
Teens are going to get some ticket bags. Miss Nancy, you know, in the show.